Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
And I'm Winnie. Joe, how's your handwriting?
My handwriting? Good question, because you know what?
You don't write?
I don't write stuff. I type.
Oh,
I send emails.
So you don't know how to write?
I know how to write. I just don't do it that much anymore.
Really? You type most of the time?
I'm always on the computer. I send emails. I send text messages. I don't write letters that much.
What about cards?
Oh, cards, yeah, good point. I write cards sometimes, and then people get it, and they look at it, and they say,
They can't read it.
Say, Joe, I can't read your writing. It's messy.
It's messy.
I write like a five-year-old. So, not good, I guess, would be my answer.
But has it changed, like, as time passed?
It's gotten worse.
What?
It's gotten messier.
Is that possible?
I think it is.
Well, how do you think, what about the other question? How do you think, what's your personality?
My personality? I'm relaxed, I think. I'm laid back.
Oh.
I don't worry about the small things, that sort
of thing. Okay. What if I told you that people can tell your personality by just looking at your handwriting?
You mean they can look at what I write and they know what kind of person I am?
Mm-hmm.
Scary. Okay.
Scary, right?
Yeah, it's interesting, though.
Well, would you dare to try?
Sure,
so
I'll give it a try.
We're going to find out all about you.
We're going to find out all about me
just
today.
By handwriting.
Ooh, very scary stuff. Yeah,
right?
Well, we're going to find out about me and maybe about
maybe
you.
Maybe me, yeah.
You too, okay? Mm-hmm. Two-way street. We're going to find out about us from our writing today. So let's get into our article right now.
Take a look at your handwriting. A person's handwriting might tell you about their personality. Try it out. Write this down. The duck jumped into the pond. Now, look at your handwriting. If your letters are big, you might be friendly. However, people with small handwriting might be shy. How dark are your words? If you push down when you write, you might have strong emotions. If you write lightly, you might be understanding. Handwriting generally slants to the right or left. If your words slant to the right, you might value your friends and family. If your handwriting slants to the left, you might keep to yourself. Although this might not be true for everyone, it's fun to look at handwriting. Duck. Duck. Three ducks are swimming in the water. Three ducks are swimming in the water. Pond. Pond. Some little frogs live near that pond. Some little frogs live near that pond. Emotion. Emotion. The teacher's voice was full of emotions. All the kids enjoyed his story. The teacher's voice was full of emotions. All the kids enjoyed his story. Generally, generally. Dean generally plays basketball 3 times a week. Dean generally plays basketball 3 times a week.
The article starts off today by saying a person's handwriting might tell you about their personality. Yes, your personality is just the way that you are. It's the way that you talk to people. It's the way you feel. It's your mood. Are you usually happy? Are you usually sad? You can tell those sorts of things by the handwriting.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying, by the way that you write out letters on a piece of paper.
哇、wow, 今天文章开门见山就说了一个人的 handwriting 字迹把这个字拆开来 handwriting 就是你写的字啦从这些看就可以看得出来你这个人的个性 really? So is it like your birthday or your blood type that can tell your personality?
I don't think it gets that detailed it's just yes it's your moods it's the way that you are every day generally you know this person might be happy this person might be kind of grumpy or something like that. That's your personality. That's what we can tell from the writing.
今天我们看到 might 这个助动词表示可能或是也许那我们就来看一下 magic box.
Magic box 小亮点
大家好欢迎收看传说中的影片江湖上谣传只要看过这支影片7天后你可能就会想看更多集啦 7 days later You might want to watch more episodes of Magic Box 大家好又是我东阳一姐真纸我穿过电视来看你啦英文里面呢表示可能我们呢可以用 might 这个助动词了例如呢开头我们的例句呢 You might want to watch more episodes You might want to watch more episodes 你可能呢想要看更多集可能会可能不会哦 might 呢在这里就表示了可能发生哦一样表示可能性呢你可以用 could 你知道呢要从井里面爬出来走到电视前面啊其实呢有一段路臂力不够好呢你可能没有办法哦 It could be difficult for you to get out from the well It could be difficult for you to get out from the well 从井里爬出来呢对你来说可能很难 Could 呢就表示可能这个字呢还有一个很实用的用法哦就是呢请求别人帮忙的意思了 Could you please pull me out 可以帮忙把我拉出去吗 Could you please pull me out过年吃比较多有点紧了希望别人帮你呢你就可以用 could 开头你可能想问呢 could 是 can 的过去式了 can 能不能这样子用呢 can 其实呢也能用在表示可能和要求对方了但相对 could 来说呢 can 呢比较肯定加上呢 can 用在问句呢通常表示呢你行不行问你呢有没有能力所以相对 could 来说呢就太直接不够委婉所以呢我们在说请求的时候建议呢都是用 could 哦一样表示请求呢你还可以用另外一个字 Would you turn on the TV please 你可以帮忙呢把电视打开吗 Would you turn on the TV please 电视打开呢这样子我才能爬过去嘛回到呢我们刚刚说的 might 这个字呢能不能用在请求呢像刚刚说的 could 比 can 来的有礼貌哦 might 呢比起 may 呢也是很有礼貌但是呢怎么样太过有礼貌了所以一般来说呢我们会用 may 这个助动May I sit here? May I sit here? 我可以呢坐在这里吗？总结一下，当你呢要表达可能的时候呢，我们可以用 might, could。例如呢 ，I might be late， 我可能会迟到。那呢，当我们表示请求的时候呢，我们说 could， 或者是呢 would， 或者是 may。Could you please close the window? 可以呢帮忙把窗户关上吗？记得这些助动词的用法了吗？还不记得话 ，I might pay you a visit someday。哪天呢？我可能过去拜访你哦。呵呵呵呵
Now it's time to try a little experiment. We're going to see about our personalities through our writing. It says try it out. Okay, you guys can try this out at home too. Write this down. So write down this sentence. Get yourself a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil or a marker.
Okay.
And the sentence that you want to write down is, the duck jumped into the pond. Okay, before you do that, let's take a look at a couple of words. Our first vocabulary word is duck. D-U-C-K, duck. A duck is a bird that spends most of its time in the water. It has very short legs and a wide beak at its mouth. If you go to Da'an Park, you might see some ducks swimming there. And our example sentence says, three ducks are swimming in the water. Three ducks are swimming in the water.
在我们试试看以前，我们先来看这个 duck 是个动物，表示鸭子。How did a duck sound in English?
You mean like Donald Duck or like a real duck?
Both.
Both. I can't do Donald Duck, but a real duck. The sound that we say they make, we say it's quack.
That's
quack. Yeah, quack.
Doesn't sound like a duck.
Quack 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 quack
quack.
Quack
quack.
Quack
quack.
No.
Quack quack in Chinese.
Okay, well, it's kind of similar.
Okay,
a little bit
quack,
the same.
Okay. Duck 是鸭子，脖子比较短的那种水鸟。另外脖子长长的是鹅，叫 goose。例如这个例句呢是说 three ducks, 三只鸭子在水里游泳。So the duck jumped into where?
The duck jumped into the pond. And that's our next vocabulary word for the day. We spell it P-O-N-D, pond.A pond is an area of water, and it's smaller than a lake. Sometimes it's made by man, so it's not naturally there. We can say some little frogs live near that pond. Some little frogs live near that pond.
Pond 是池塘，小小的水池都可以说 pond. 不过游泳池就不是 swimming pond.
No, no, no.
We say swimming pool.
Swimming pool.
嗯哼，这是游泳池，人可以泡进去的水池，我们用 pool. 那例句呢是这个青蛙在池塘旁用 pond. So we're ready for our handwriting.
Yes, we have both of our samples here. Mine is on this piece of paper. Yours is there.
Don't look at mine.
Okay, sorry, sorry. No cheating. Now, it says, now look at your handwriting. So you guys can take a look at yours. We've got ours right here in front of us. And we're going to find out what your writing says about you. Okay, first of all, if your letters are big, you might be friendly. Okay, yours are big.
I'm super big.
You're super friendly.
Super friendly.
You're a very friendly person. Mine are small. I don't even know if you guys can read that. I guess that means I'm not...Friendly? I'm a friendly guy. You know, I talk to people. I say hi on the street. I smile.
The writing doesn't say that.
But the writing says no.
No, you're not.
Oh, no.
I don't even know myself.
It's all...Wow, okay, we're learning a lot, okay.
Right? 如果像我的这个字这么大的话, the letters are big, 字母写得这么大, 你可能就是跟我一样很 friendly, 很友善。
Winnie is very friendly.
如果是像 Joe 老师的。
Me, not so much.
No, all right, probably not friendly, but what does it say?
Okay, there's a however. Okay, I have hope. However...People with small handwriting might be shy. Okay, so it's not that I'm not friendly. Okay, I'm not mean, I'm not grumpy. It's that I'm shy. I don't like to talk to people that I
What?
Know. I'm sorry.
Louder, please.
I'm shy! Oh, sorry, sorry.
Okay, 如果字像舅老师这么小的话
I'm nervous.
也不是说不友善啦，相反的可能是比较 shy, 害羞的。So if you're shy, you get nervous when meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, we're friends.
But there's a camera, right? There's people. I'm a little bit shy sometimes.
Really? Do you agree with this one?
I think so, yeah. Sometimes I'm shy around people that I don't know. So that's true, okay? So big letters mean you're friendly. Small might mean you're a little bit shy.And next, it says, how dark are your words? Okay, we're talking about like...
How dark?
Yeah, how the color of the words. If you push down when you write, so if you're really pushing into the paper very strong...
With a lot of power
behind it, it means you might have strong emotions, okay? Oh. Your feelings might be very strong. So let's take a quick look. Mine are not that dark. They're kind of light in places. Yours, a little bit dark.
I think so.
A little bit dark. Strong emotions.
Strong emotions. What does that mean?
Emotion is our next vocabulary word for the day. We spell it E-M-O-T-I-O-N. Emotion. An emotion is a feeling that you experience. For example, love, fear, or anger. Those are all emotions. We could say the teacher's voice was full of emotions. All the kids enjoyed his story. The teacher's voice was full of emotions. All the kids enjoyed his story.
哇，原来字迹除了大小，还可以看深浅。How dark 就是你的字迹多深。如果写的像我稍微比较用力一点，你可能就是情感比较强烈。情感我们用 emotion 这个名词。如果你情感比较强烈 ，strong emotions 就比较爱恨分明。喜欢就喜欢，不喜欢就也不会假装。So you like it? If you like it, you like it. You won't pretend like you don't like it.
No, I think you'll just say what you mean. You'll say exactly how you feel. If you're sad, you'll say you're sad. If you're angry, you'll say you're angry. If you're happy, you'll tell people you're happy. Those are strong emotions.
或者像例句我们说 full of emotion, 就是情感充沛的，就是充满高低起伏，不会像是机器人。那当然小孩就很喜欢他说的故事啦。
Next, it says if you write lightly,
lightly like yours,
maybe kind of like mine,
yeah.
You might be understanding.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm shy and understanding, apparently. That's what this
That's
says.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you.
That's me. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, if you're understanding, it just means that you understand the way other people feel or, you know, the things that they might be going through. You can
that's
relate
good.
To that. So that's a good thing, I would say. Being shy might not be so good, but being understanding, that's good. That's a good thing. So if your writing is kind of light, that's what it means.
如果写字像Joe老师稍微浅一点的，这个呢就比较不用力。You might be understanding. Understanding 是从这个 understand 变来的形容词，表示呢就是善解人意，比较能够理解别人的。I think my handwriting is darker.
It's a little bit darker. There's some light parts in there too. So I think you've got a little bit of understanding.
I like it. I like it.
Strong emotions, but understanding too.
Wow.
Next, it goes on to say that handwriting generally slants to the right or left. It kind of moves one way or the other. We have another word here. It's generally, and it's spelled G-E-N-E-R-A-L-L-Y, generally. Generally is an L-Y word, so we know it's an adverb, and it means usually or in most situations. Now, we could say that Dean generally plays basketball 3 times a week. Dean generally plays basketball 3 times a week.
除了大小跟轻重深浅，还有这个倾斜的角度，大部分呢，当然就是分左右边啦。大部分呢，我们会用一个副词 generally， 一般而言，大致上，就是讲个大概的，不是准，不是很准确，不过也不会差太远。比如例句就是说 ，Dean 通常一周会打篮球3次，有时候可能2次，有时候可能5次，但多数的时候是3次这样。They almost slant to the right or left.How's yours?
Mine's all over the place. Some letters are left, some letters are right. They're just a mess. They're all over the place. So let's try to figure this out. The article says, if your words slant to the right, you might value your friends and family. Okay, value just means you might think those things are important. Your friends and your family are very important. So if your handwriting goes to the right, that means you care about them, right?
如果你是偏向右边的人，你可能比较重视朋友和家人。重视我们用 value 这个字，在这里是当动词。You care about them more. You think of them more often. I think mine, I can't tell. I think
maybe they go to the left more.
Oh, wait. I think
they might go to the left more. So what does that mean if it goes to the left? If your handwriting slants to the left, you might keep to yourself. Keep to yourself just means you kind of enjoy being alone, being by yourself. You don't hang out with other people so much. So mine kind of goes both ways. So I guess I value my friends
sometimes.
And my family, and sometimes I like to keep to myself, which is true. That is true. I like my friends and my family, but I also like my alone time, my me time. I like to be by myself sometimes.
That's like really complex.
I'm a complex person, just like my messy handwriting.
如果你的字和我一样是偏向左边 ，you keep to yourself， 意思就是比较喜欢把东西保留给自己，不太喜欢分享自己的意见，或者是像 Joe 老师是。不知道在哪边做，就是在飞的。
It's all over the place. It's just a mess. Well, although this might not be true for everyone, so don't worry, these aren't like firm rules.
No.
It's not necessarily true. It's generally true in most situations. It's fun to look at handwriting.
True. 当然啊，这不是对每个人都那么准确的啦。不过啊，字迹还是能透露一些就是每个人的个性，这样也是蛮有趣的。I agree.Now I'm going to check everyone's handwriting from now on.
Yes, now that you know these sort of general rules, you can check out people's handwriting. Oh, is it flat to the right or to the left? Are the letters big or small? Are they dark or light? Maybe you can learn something about them. We're almost out of time today. Before we go, let's have our review.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, today for our quick review, we're going to have a little spelling contest. So, Winnie, we're going to quiz you on the spelling of our vocabulary words for today.
That's hard.
It's easy. It's really easy. Let's start with the first one. It's duck, which makes the sound quack.
Duck. So,
or gua, as you, what did you say in Chinese?
Gua.
Gua.
Gua, gua,
quack.
Duck.
Duck.
D.
Mm-hmm.
U.
Yes. K. And the k. What is it?
C-K.
Yes, duck.
D-U-C-K,
Yay. Duck. Okay, that's easy.
That's
really
easy.
Oh, let's make it a little bit harder.
Okay.
Emotion. Three syllables.
Emotion.
Emotion. Yes. To make the shun sound, it's T-I-O-N. So you're spelling it backwards. How do you start it?
Emotion.
Emotion.
There's an M.
There's an M in there. Emotion.
Emotion.
So E...
Emotion.
Emotion.
Yay.
Emotion. Okay, that's very good. Mm-hmm. You guys can quiz yourselves on the other two, pond and generally. We're out of time, but until the next episode of A Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take a look at your handwriting. A person's handwriting might tell you about their personality.Try it out. Write this down. The duck jumped into the pond. Now, look at your handwriting. If your letters are big, you might be friendly. However, people with small handwriting might be shy. How dark are your words? If you push down when you write, you might have strong emotions. If you write lightly,You might be understanding. Handwriting generally slants to the right or left. If your words slant to the right, you might value your friends and family. If your handwriting slants to the left, you might keep to yourself. Although this might not be true for everyone, it's fun to look at handwriting.Duck, duck. Three ducks are swimming in the water. Three ducks are swimming in the water. Pond, pond. Some little frogs live near that pond. Some little frogs live near that pond. Emotion, emotion.The teacher's voice was full of emotions. All the kids enjoyed his story. The teacher's voice was full of emotions. All the kids enjoyed his story. Generally, generally. Dean generally plays basketball 3 times a week. Dean generally plays basketball 3 times a week.